Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. After the last storm, as usual, I went out to pay Mike my plow guy. And as usual, we chatted for a while. He's very attuned to the weather because of his work. For some reason, we started talking about normal. Was this particular winter normal? We didn't know. But what we both agreed on was that the weather had become more extreme. We either had too much rain or not enough, too much snow or next to none. There didn't seem to be any middle ground anymore. And we also agreed that the same thing seemed to be true of our society and the people in it. Mike told me that when he was younger, his goal, his aspiration, was to be normal. And he thought he was. He wasn't fanatic about anything. He was healthy. He was happy. He was just a normal guy. But over time, he discovered normal has become abnormal. Being happy? No, happy is out. Being healthy? Healthy is out. Recently, I read about overdiagnosis and how changes in values have made millions of Americans who were once considered healthy by the medical profession diseased or pre-diseased. So what was a healthy blood pressure, healthy cholesterol levels, healthy glucose levels for my parents make me diseased? And most certainly, if I'm down in the dumps for more than a couple days because of something, I can find someone who will give me an antidepressant. And Mike and I joked about it. We joked about it because it sounds sort of like a Greek tragedy, doesn't it? You say what you want to do and what you want to be and the absolute last thing you want to be, and then by the end of the tragedy, there you are. There you are, doing or being exactly the thing or person that you swore you'd never be. And so that's where Mike was. He wanted to be normal. And he's remained normal, but all around him, everyone else has become acceptably abnormal. Being abnormal now seems to carry more cachet than being normal. If we don't have something to complain about, some physical or behavioral ailment, we're not normal. We don't fit in. What can we talk about if we go out to lunch with someone or a cocktail party? No, we have to talk about our problems. We become a problem-oriented society to the point that having problems, being unhappy, being depressed, not feeling well, hating our jobs, not liking this person or that person, that has become normal. And because of that, someone like Mike, who enjoys his work, who's happy, who likes to see all sides of the issues and makes up his mind, who doesn't consider himself a fanatic, willing to die for anything, he's become the exception. And we laughed about it. He's exceptionally normal. And naturally, if we do this to ourselves, it seems only natural that we would try to do it to our dogs, wouldn't it? And our cats, and our other companion animals. And I think indeed we do, and for the same reason we do it to ourselves. The less we know about normal behavior and normal physiology, whether it's in ourselves or whether it's in our animals, the easier it is to define things as problems. So if, for example, we don't understand that on any given day, our and our dogs and our cats and our other animals' blood values for various things will go up and down as a function of multiple things that have nothing to do with disease, then if we take a point in time test and see that one value that goes to either side of what someone decides is the norm, then instantly we become diseased. If we don't understand that cats are stimulus-driven animals, then we'll think it's horribly, horribly abnormal when we stroke them and stimulate them, and they turn around and grab us with their teeth. So there we go. We wanted a problem-oriented society, and now we've got it. I wonder what my parents would say about that. I wonder what my grandparents would say about that. I wonder what people in other cultures would say about who don't have the luxury of having all those problems would say about that. My guess is that they'd feel sorry for us.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.